It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you. You, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 234-343-1065. That's 234-343-1065. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Toonforce.
Good morning, and welcome to a Thursday, March the 28th, 2024. This is Speak Out 2.0, live from the Ken Perello Tower. I'm Larry Toonforce, your host, and we're here for the next hour. And we're going to get to our guests in just a moment, but a couple things I want to tell you about that's going on around our community. Oh, like tomorrow's the last day. You can apply for the Inspiring Educators grant from Legacy Foundation and Legacy Connection. It's a $2,500, a $1,500, and then 36 $500 grants. So go to tristateconnection.com. Order your honey-baked hams. Today's the last day. You've got till about 1 o'clock today to call Suzanne. They're going to Vegas today, Henderson, to pick them up and bring them back. I ordered ours last night. I called Suzanne. You can call her, too, and you get your honey-baked ham for Easter. 928-234-4807 is her number. And I talked to Carol Finkelstein yesterday. They're still looking for a refrigerator at the museum, Colorado River Museum. If you can help them out, call Carol. 928-219-2582. And today's the Bighorn Trek Higher Education Showcase at MCC in Bullhead City. It started at 9 o'clock, goes till 2 today. Stop by Mojave Community College in Bullhead City or call 758-3926. And tomorrow morning, there's a business breakfast mixer at the Laughlin Chamber, 8:30 in the morning till 9:30. Space is limited, so they want you to email info@laughlinchamber.com. And then Friday, it's Vietnam Veterans Day. At the VFW, 11 o'clock till 2 o'clock, with the commander and the mayor. So go check that out. All right, and by the way, the chamber had to move their egg hunt from Community Park, from Mojave Valley Community Park, to the Anderson Field House. And I guess there's supposed to be a storm come in Saturday. So they didn't want anyone to get drenched. That's 3 o'clock until 7 o'clock at the Anderson Field House. And the largest Easter egg hunt forever, and this is the last year, unfortunately, for the Colorado River Noon Kiwanis Club at Davis Camp. It starts at high noon. It's over about 12:01. And it's at Davis Camp. Any questions, call Marilyn, 928-201-8395. And now let's welcome our guest, the chief of the Lake Havasu Police Department, Troy Sterling, and brought his captain with him, Captain Chad Williams. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
How are you?
Doing great today. How are you?
Great. Well, glad you could come up.
Yeah.
And I had Robert Treves in here yesterday, Chief of Bullhead, and he was telling me you guys are going to go to lunch today.
Yes, I'm honored to sit in the same room that Chief Treves was sitting in.
Oh, come on. He might be listening. But communication with all the agencies in Mojave County is required almost in your position.
Yes, for sure.
I mean, texting them, calling them, chit-chatting with them, getting serious conversations.
It's just, it's about the relationship building aspect of it. It's very, we have such a great group of agency heads in our region, which is fantastic. We have a Western Arizona Law Enforcement Association where chiefs from Yuma, La Paz County, and Mojave County get together on a monthly basis just to, you know, talk about things, what trends are being seen. But especially in our area with Bullhead, Mojave County, Kingman, and Lake Havasu, we're all pretty close
right.
knit, and we have a relationship that we've built over the years. It's very unique because, you know, Chief Cooper, I worked with him, had talked to him many years before he even became chief. So we already had a relationship there. Sheriff Schuster, him and I graduated high school together. You know, so that's fantastic. And,
right.
And Brian Williamson, when he was the chief,
right.
also, you know, same class. So, and then, you know, Chief Treves, he was one of the recruit training officers at the academy when I was the academy commander. So having that opportunity to be able to build those relationships over the years and maintaining those is critical. And we were able to reach out to each other on a moment's notice.
Right. And it needs to happen frequently, especially more often than not when there's an officer involved in a shooting.
Absolutely.
You always call a neighboring agency and say, you guys come in and investigate this.
Exactly.
And is that your department?
No, currently I'm over the support division of the organization. That generally falls over the operations captain, which is Captain Kirk Cicina.
Okay.
But I did spend many years in our investigations bureau as the lieutenant and then the sergeant previous to that, so I was the actual individual leading the charge, helping out all the organizations as they called us for an OIS.
Right. And those are tough because you've got to ask the hard questions.
Yes.
You know, you pulled your gun and shot this guy, why? Or woman or whatever. And thank God for cameras today, right? Because you guys get to review everything, but the cameras don't show everything.
That's a key component too.
Right.
Yeah, it's just one. It's an additional tool, you know, to provide and help explain the overall totality of it. Yeah, I mean, the camera doesn't pick up exactly what the officer sees. It doesn't catch smells, you know, different, you know, what you're feeling at that moment, right? So those are things that still have to be articulated. And so, yeah, the right questions have to be asked to be able to solicit that information.
Right.
Yeah.
And you have cameras in Havasu on
we do,
all
yeah.
your team members?
Yeah. We were one of the first agencies in Arizona to start the body camera program. And I think we were the first that went full deployment of cameras.
Wow.
But it's just kind of unique. Body cameras, you know, when that first started, you know, there was a lot of pushback.
Oh, sure.
You know, I mean, it was, yeah. number one, it was change.
You don't need to know when I sneeze, Chief.
Exactly. And I think that was the worry back then is
right.
that it's going to be, administration's going to use this to nitpick everything that we do.
Right.
And so, you know, I feel like, you know, our agency did it right, and we started out of the volunteer program and kind of started slowly implementing it into indoctrinating people that this is on your squad now, right?
Right.
Before we finally went full deployment. And so I think we stair-stepped the program well, and now it's normal tool that you are
Correct.
Issued when you get hired. It's just part of the culture now.
Do you think it's easier in Mojave County for an agency to experiment with something like that? I remember when the previous chief before Rusty Cooper, Bob DeFries, mm-hmm. started carrying Narcan in his
yes.
cars, you know. And it was like nobody in the state was doing that.
Right.
And they had a couple saves. And
yep.
all of a sudden everybody went, whoa, what is this? Maybe we should be doing this.
Yep.
But Kingman, Havasu, Bullhead can maybe sometimes set the pace for the rest of the state?
No, and I think we all have at some point. And, yeah, you know, Rusty was a big push on that Narcan program and you know, it was one of those things, you know, it's change in our profession, right?
Sure.
And so it's like, well, we don't really want to be medical response,
right.
You know, we don't want our officers rushing to a scene just to be that first responder to try to save a life based on that, right? But it made sense.
Yeah.
Because a
You're
lot of
mobile.
Times we are the first responder. We are yeah. going to be the first one there. And so it just created that opportunity. And when, you know, Rusty, you know, I went to one of his classes when he taught it back then. And it was like, yeah, this is truly a no-brainer. And our chief at the time, Dan Doyle, he was a proponent of it makes sense. Let's do it.
Right.
So we followed suit.
Right. So let's talk about you a little bit. You said you graduated high school in Havasu.
I did.
So you've been with Havasu PD how long?
Since 1997.
Okay.
So I just hit my 27-year mark with them.
All right. And you slowly worked your way all the way to the top.
I did. Yeah. I know I had a lot of, you know, I always talk about being very fortunate and having opportunities presented, and I was able to take advantage of those things. And it came down to being able to put myself in different assignments throughout my career to be able to help me be a little more well-rounded and understand the overall organization, and I think that's ultimately what led to me being successful in getting the chief's position.
How did education play in that? Because obviously you have more than just a high school diploma.
Yeah, correct. You know, obviously education is important no matter what career field you're in. Number one, it's to advance your knowledge, but it's also that self-improvement piece, which is important. Keep your mind active and working, right? But, you know, there are certain qualifications that come with a chief's position, and those requirements typically have some similarities across the country.
Right.
And a lot of that has to do with your, you know, furthering your education. You know, it took me, I always laugh, as I was one of those fortunate ones. I actually did get a scholarship out of high school to go to Mojave Community College. And
okay.
So I'm always happy to share that, because Mojave Community College has been a big part of my life over the years. And but it took me 11 years to get my AA degree. It just,
well,
I was slow at doing it, but I finally got it. And then once I got to that, it was, okay, I need to go after my next, my bachelor's. And then once I saw that potentially the chief position was going to be there for me to go after, then I was like, you know, it makes sense for me to go ahead and let's pursue my master's degree. And so I continued on that education. I'm very happy that I did. I learned a lot. And, again, always incorporating. I'm a big believer in leadership training. And so a lot of college courses incorporate that leadership training. And, you know, number one, learning more about yourself.
Right.
And how you can be successful, but you can't help others if you don't understand yourself first.
Right.
And so that's part of that whole self-improvement phase, which I'm a big believer on. And I was fortunate enough to be able to go to the FBI's National Academy. 2018 is when I graduated that. And so that was a whole nother
right. That's
experience.
Right, that's a biggie.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
So learned a lot, created a lot of friendships and connections across the really the world,
yeah.
Definitely use those connections to kind of see, really in our profession, you don't always have to look at recreating the wheel here. And so somebody's probably done it somewhere. And so always having those resources available to reach out and say, hey, any agencies do this? And if you do, can you share how you do it?
When you can sit down at your computer and email 8 or 9 chiefs across the nation, that's the people have us who don't understand the value of that.
Absolutely.
That you get their input. You get their, we tried it, it didn't work. Or we tried it, but here's where we stumbled.
Exactly. Lessons learned.
Yeah. I mean, and for all of you in Mojave County to meet on a regular basis and share your experiences and what's going on, I mean, it's truly beneficial for our public.
Yeah, we do that. We do that all the time. I tend to probably be the one that reaches out to Chief Treves and especially Rusty Cooper often, just kind of see how they do things. Our communities are just a little bit different.
Sure.
But we have some similarities in areas, and we don't all practice the same way,
right.
But we can learn from each other. And so I always take advantage of
you
that.
You don't get that white stuff in Havasu snow.
Very rarely, yes.
Yeah.
So we have received it. It's just very rare.
Yeah. But you do have spring break.
We do.
How is that?
You know, spring break has really mellowed out over the years, especially once the colleges went to more of a spread out format. It's spread out over 5 weeks.
Yeah, it's not all the same week now.
Yeah, so that has helped tremendously. We still have one main weekend that overlap between certain colleges, and so we do get our share of the tourists, and but for the most part, they enjoy it. We've had some great weather. For them to enjoy, so that was great too. And you know, knock on wood, not a tremendous amount of problems, just the typical, you know, what comes from kids
right.
being kids,
extra people.
That's
and,
it.
Yeah. So, Captain, real quickly, I'll tell you what, we're gonna take a break. We'll come back and we'll chat with you. I don't want you to feel left out.
Sounds
here.
Good.
And find out more about support services and how they're valuable to the overall department.
Absolutely.
All right, stick around. We're gonna come right back.
Laughlin Ranch Golf Club has a stunning 18-hole golf course wrapped around lakes, natural desert landscaping, with awesome mountain views on every hole. Golf club amenities include clubhouse, pro shop, spa, and a restaurant overlooking the greens. The course is in tip-top shape after reseeding. Enjoy Arizona's #2 rated golf course, minutes from the Laughlin Casinos off the Bullhead Parkway. Book your tee time starting at 7 a.m. at laughlinranch.com.
Mojave Electric Cooperative supports higher education and offers an annual scholarship program to students within the MEC service area. Students who are attending college in the fall semester of 2024 are eligible to apply for financial assistance up to $5,000. Apply today. Applications are available at www.mojaveelectric.com and must be received by 5 p.m. on April 26th.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Spring has arrived, and it's time to revitalize your ride with 66 Auto Sales. If you are in need of a vehicle for your family adventures or a powerful pickup to take off-road, we have the perfect vehicle to tackle your springtime adventures. For nearly five decades, 66 Auto Sales has been the cornerstone of Mojave County's automotive needs. Our dedication to customer satisfaction ensures a hassle-free car buying experience before and after the sale. Stop in today and see one of our helpful sales associates or check out our inventory at 66autosales.com.
When it comes to you and your family's health, you want the best care possible. Your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy, the Apothecary Shop, is here to help. Their staff actually takes the time to get to know their patients and help them on a path to better health. Tony Liska has a personal commitment to his community. The Apothecary Shop, your Health Mart Pharmacy, located at 1840 Mesquite, across from the hospital. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Every weekend could be Honeydew Weekend with the help of Tom and Leslie from the KNTR Talk, the Money Pit Radio Show. You will discover all kinds of hints, tricks of the trade, and even expert advice when it comes to your home, garden, yard, patio, and everything else your honey has to do. Be listening to the Money Pit every Sunday at 10 a.m. on KNTR Talk, Voice of the Free. The Money Pit is sponsored in part by Quality Marble and Granite, Bullhead City, where quality is set in stone.
Welcome back to Speak Up 2.0, live from the Kenpro Real Estate Tower in downtown Bullhead City. I'm Larry Tuenforce, your host, and we're brought to you each and every day by Legacy Rehab and Care Center, designed to help the patients with a skilled nursing facility that's almost kind of like a home-type setting, you know, including personal care and hygiene assistance, laundry service, housekeeping. They dust for you. You can't beat that. Beauty shop? Yeah, barber shop? Secured patios? Life enrichment tours, take you to Walmart, they take you out, take you to a casino, play bingo. Yeah, it's all but fun. It's great. So stop by and see for yourself. Legacy Rehab and Care Center, 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City. Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. Hey, the fitness center is remodeled. All new equipment. Brand new. Go up and check it out. Sign up. You go by the day, $10 a day, or by the month, $50 a month, and you get the spa, and you get the spin bike, and you get the weight training and steam room. Oh, yeah. Book yourself an appointment. Go to LaughlinRanch.com. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center. Hey, when you need emergency care, you want it kind of quick, usually. You know, if it's something serious like a heart attack or a stroke, minutes matter. Well, that's why you want to choose a hospital that can treat serious illnesses and injuries. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center is ready, and they're here. Their ER, emergency room, 24/7. Learn more at WesternArizonaER.com. All right, we're back with the Chief of Police and the Captain. And Captain Williams, I said we'd talk a little bit about you're over support services, which a lot of people think, well, God, support services, you got dispatch, you got the janitors. No, there's a lot more than that, and that's all they call it support services because that supports the troops and keeps the ball rolling all the way through the department.
Correct, yeah. I was fortunate, obviously, to have this as my first assignment as a captain. And over the, 23-year period of my career has mainly been in operations. And then here I find myself in charge of our support side. Well, you don't really have the appreciation and understanding of our support men and women until you actually dive into what it is they do on a daily basis. So this includes our records employees, the professional staff there, our jail staff, dispatch center. And then I also have our internal affairs division and our academy. So those I've been familiar with, those I supervised before, but now right. Overseeing the records, jail, and dispatch component is been all new to me, but been really eye-opening about what it is that they do. We can't run without them.
In your area, are you finding it's hard also to keep staff? Are you short? I know Chief Treves was saying yesterday that even dispatch, we need dispatchers here.
Yeah, we went through a long period where we were really struggling to get our dispatch center up to speed, especially. They were just along with police officers. Records professionals, we're generally pretty lucky at finding a lot of applicants that are really excited about being a part of the organization there.
Right.
It's dispatch. It's the rigorous training. It's the shift work. It's the type of calls that they're handling. So it's finding those right individuals to fill those positions. And it was kind of a revolving door there for a while of just trying to find the right people. We're about caught up. I think we're down just a couple positions right now. So knock on wood. Our supervisor been doing a great job at training the staff down there, and we've been able to retain a lot of good people lately. So,
because I had heard at one time years ago that a dispatcher's job was one of the most stressful jobs in the USA. And, you know, you're talking to a screaming person calling on the phone that someone's not breathing or a bad crash, and you're trying to send people, but you can't see it.
I think that's what, realistically, the dispatcher is the first responder.
Yeah.
They're going to have the first contact potentially with that individual that's having probably the worst day of their life.
Yep.
And they don't get the satisfaction sometimes of knowing the outcome of that.
Right.
Because they're in that room. And
right. They're going on the next call.
Yeah, they're going on the next call. And so, yeah, there's a component to that that makes it that much more stressful. And the tough part is the training program for dispatch is very intense and time-consuming. And so the hard part is finding a test, number one, that brings qualified applicants into the center, first of all, that has some basic skill sets, especially multitasking,
right,
that'll help them in the job, right? And so once they get in the door and they start the training program, some of them just find out that this just is not for me.
Exactly.
And so you just won't know until you get into that environment and start testing it out.
And it can be hectic. It can be high stress.
Yes.
And then there's laughable moments too.
Sure.
But, you know, you got to be prepared to take that hot call, and you don't know when it's coming.
Exactly.
You don't have a clue. You know, and like you said, they're the first voice, the first responder, right, with that individual, and then try to take and translate that to a call that makes sense for the officer.
Yep.
You know, it's not an easy position.
Nope.
The more I talk about it, the more I think I wouldn't want to do that.
No, I'm proud of all the men and women that are dispatchers, not just in our community, but everywhere. You know, it's been a nationwide, you know, hiring issue for agencies to hire dispatchers.
Right.
It is a tough job.
You know, you go back a few years, I can remember retiring from Bullet Fire, that there were years we'd say we have five openings, so we're going to open a new station or something. And you'd have a line out the front door of people applying. And even the fire service doesn't see that today.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just law enforcement, it's public safety in general, that the public is going, I don't know. I don't know if I want to do that.
Yeah.
But you got how many years?
23.
23 and 27. It's been a good ride.
Yeah.
And you would recommend that people take a look at it.
Oh, for sure. I think don't close the door on any opportunity, number one.
Right.
But, yeah, no, I mean, I'll be the first one to say I'm not done yet, obviously. But,
yeah.
No, I would do it again if I had the opportunity.
And your family? Any young men following you?
You know, my son did not. He did go through our Police Explorer, which is now our cadet program.
Right.
He did go through it when he was in high school, but law enforcement wasn't his desire.
Okay.
You know, he went into engineering, and that was fine, but I was happy that he at least took advantage of a program and just to see what the profession was about. And he enjoyed it.
Right.
It just wasn't the
career. We have a new CEO at our hospital here, Valley View Hospital, and he went. My wife works there in ICU, and he wandered back there a few weeks ago and was chatting with her. And he says, "You know, I want to kind of meet people in the town and get out." And she goes, "You need to call my husband." She goes, "Well, just have him call me." So I did, and we chit chatted. And he wore a badge for 10 years before he got into medical, and now he's a CEO. But he felt that gave him the foundation to continue his education and experience. And so, you know, it may not be for everybody for the life or duration. I mean, we have, my son's probably going to retire as a deputy.
Yeah.
You know, he never promoted. And you have that too. And then you have people that go all the way to chief.
Yep. There's a variety of things to do in the profession, you know, and it's, you know, it, and I, like I said, I already brought up the point about opportunities, and that's why I always, anybody that ever comes to me and asks me for my advice, I always tell them never pass up on an opportunity.
Right.
You know, our agency has a lot of special assignment opportunities that a lot of our other agencies in the area do, and it just provides an opportunity. You can go into a street crimes unit, you can go into detectives, you know, but we want you to be a good patrol officer first.
Yeah, start with
it. You know, focus on that, and then work hard, keep your nose clean, right? And good things are going to happen. And I always have a basic rule that I continually try to preach, and that is just treat people with dignity and respect.
Yeah.
You know, show the professionalism of our profession, our noble profession, and you're going to go a long ways.
Treat them like they're your family.
That's it.
Yeah. Like you want people to
see
yours.
Sounds simple, huh?
It sounds simple.
Yeah.
I used to tell the paramedics, I know you complain about the 83-year-old guy, but pretend like he was your grandfather, you know. Let's take a break. We're half past the hour. Coming up the top of the hour, sound advice right after the news.
Warmer weather brings out scorpions, sun spiders, and other creepy crawlers. Nobody wants a spider bite or scorpion sting, especially your children and your pets. Barron Pest Solutions can help prevent bug bites and stings. With a monthly scheduled treatment plan indoors and outside, you'll rest comfortably knowing your pets and children are safe. Barron certified technicians know the proper products to use and the correct way to treat your home or office. Call Barron Pest Solutions today, 758-5499. Barron Pest Solutions.
The Legacy Rehab and Care Center, located at 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City, assists patients with interfacility rehabilitation. Their skilled physical therapists will take the time to work with patients to get them back on their feet and headed home. This can also include occupational and speech therapy. For more information, call the Legacy Rehab and Care Center at 928-763-1404. Legacy Rehab and Care Center.
People are saying new year, new me. Let ProFit Kitchen help you. Healthy, fresh, and delicious food. 4 different salads, 12 wraps, 10 healthy burgers, 4 delicious bowls, and more for $24. Plus, fresh pressed juices, smoothies, and protein shakes. Dine in, catering, or to go. ProFit Kitchen. Eric's meal prep solutions are the best way to stay the course. Healthy, fresh, delicious. See the complete menu and place your order at ProFitKitchen. KITCHIN.com.
Hi, this is Mayor Cal Sheehy. Lake Havasu City, in conjunction with the Vietnam War Commemorative Partner Program, are proud to honor Lake Havasu City Vietnam veterans. All veterans are invited to join us on National Vietnam Veterans Day, March 29th, at the Sarah Park Rodeo Grounds. Doors open at 10:30 a.m. as our Marine Corps League will begin the honor with posting colors, followed by a few words honoring those 2.7 million Americans who served, the 304,000 who returned wounded, and the 58,000 who lost their lives during the Vietnam War. And a special thanks to all who serve in the military past and present. Lunch will be served immediately following, sponsored by the Elks Lodge, $23.99. It's our pleasure to honor you. No RSVP required. For complete details, please call Lake Havasu City at 928-453-4152. All veterans are invited to join us for a complimentary lunch, Vietnam Veterans Day, Friday, March 29th at Sarah Park Rodeo Grounds.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0. We'll get back with the chief and the captain here in just a moment. But first, let me tell you, Perkins is introducing the French toast platters. Yeah. Enjoy banana nut caramel. Yeah. French toast platter. Or strawberry and cheesecake French toast platter. How about lemon blueberry French toast platter? Or, check this out, chocolate covered strawberries French toast platter. Yeah. And it's available all day long, you know, not just breakfast. You can go there at 10 o'clock tonight and have that. Perkins in Bullhead City. Mojave Mortgage. Hey, is it time to buy a home in 2024? Oh, you're going to need some money. Put Chad Hansen in your pocket. Yeah, call him up now. Say, hey, Chad, buddy. Oh, by the way, 928-288-2691. Hey, Chad, buddy, we need $300,000. You're my friend, right, Chad? He said, yeah, come on in. Sit down. Let's talk about it. You go in, you fill out some paperwork. You need $300,000? Piece of cake. Goes down to the vault, gets you $300,000, brings it up on a silver platter, and just hands it to you. There you go. All right, we're set. That's how easy it is at Mojave Mortgage. Almost. Call him up. Get Chad in your pocket. 928-288-2691. 66 Auto Sales, Mojave County's largest pre-owned vehicle sales lot.
Yeah.
You got cars everywhere. And trucks, vans, two doors, four doors, economy cars, luxury cars, four-wheel drive, SUV. What do you want? What do you want? What are you looking for? What do you want to just browse around? Go stop at the lot. Tiffany, somebody will come out there and say, what do you need? Let's go for a test drive. Yeah. Because at 66 Auto, from Jim Hill all the way down through the family, now they still say people come first at 66 Auto. If you want to see the lot from your phone, go to 66auto.com. Mojave Electric Cooperative and the Arizona Electric Power Cooperative need your help with a full understanding of the proposed Mojave Energy Park. The generation and transmission of reliable, affordable energy is still in the planning phases. So learn what they know. Keep it up to date. They have their own website. Go to MojaveEnergyPark.com. And if you still have questions, 928-763-1110. All right. And Chief Sterling, you were mentioning some of the specialties within the agency. Is Traffic Bureau a different agency, a different part of the agency?
We do have a traffic unit.
And yes. Then they have motorcycles, too?
We do have two motors, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's kind of a fun thing to do in Havasu, isn't it?
For those that are into that, yes. and those that we have had over the years really enjoy it.
Yeah.
We had talked about in the past of maybe, you know, not continuing on with the motor program, but it is so beneficial. I always worry about their safety, you know, being on a bike. But, you know, we've had great success with it, and it is a great tool. And so we are going to keep pushing forward with the motor program.
Sometimes they can get places where cars can't.
Absolutely.
And that's a real benefit.
And that was
then.
One of the things we talked about, yes.
Yeah, yeah. And they can do it quietly, and they can, yeah.
Yep.
They can be sneaky.
For sure.
And they can hide behind stuff and get their radar gun out. Huh? Did you ride bikes at all?
No, not at all. I prefer a whole
car.
SUV vehicle. Yeah, no, I'm not very good on. Maybe a moped, maybe a little Segway.
Uh-huh.
You know, but
a Schwinn?
Yeah. Never a motorcycle.
Yeah, some people it's not their thing. You know, I've never ridden a motorcycle.
Yeah.
You know, but it's not for me. But you have a SWAT team?
We do have a SWAT team. It's not a full-time SWAT team.
Right.
It's an ancillary duty.
But, it's not like the TV show.
Yeah. We do have I think it's up to staff now. Mm-hmm. I think there's about 14 members that participate in that, and they do their monthly training. And knock on wood, hope I don't jinx it, but we haven't had any missions as of late, which is great.
That's a good thing.
Because we've had some years that were very, very intense.
Active, yeah.
Yeah. So, but we... They prepare, and they do a great job, so I'm very proud of our team.
Do you have canines in Havasu?
We do have one canine, Rocky. He's just a drug canine. We used to have patrol canine, mm-hmm. Bite dog, as a lot of people know it as. We got away from that and just went with the drug canine.
Okay.
And looking at, you know, generous donations that we've accrued, we're prepared to be able to hopefully purchase another canine in the near future.
Okay.
Just waiting on our staffing levels to get to the right level to move forward with that.
And it requires a lot of an officer with a dog.
It does.
Lots of training, ongoing training, like weekly training. I think the sheriff's office, they get together once a week.
It's a commitment.
And train their dogs and keep them, because you got to be able to say that dog hit on that vehicle with this drug.
Yep.
And you got to be able to show the records and everything in a courthouse. And, you know, we all think we've seen it on TV where the dog takes down a guy or the dog goes to the car and he looks and barks and sits. And then you go, oh, there's drugs in that car. Yeah, but there's a big process to that.
There is.
And training and records and all that participate.
So you got it. It's all about training. And that dog essentially becomes part of that family.
Right.
You know, and we've had a great success with Rocky. He almost is a comfort dog as well. That's his secondary role because he roams the hallways and people love to pet him.
Oh, of course.
He's a fan favorite. Anytime he's taken in public, any type of, you know, kids' birthday parties, anything like that, Rocky's the, you know, the hit. So we're very happy with having such a dog.
You have SROs in Havasu?
We do. We do have two full-time school resource officers that are assigned to our high school and our middle school, and then they rotate through the different schools as well.
Okay.
They're attached to our community services unit, and so we have other members that In the summertime, they're known as our boat patrol.
Right.
They patrol our Bridgewater Channel. But they also supplement with, they work a lot of special events, and they help, trying to make those, they're really a part of that community engagement piece.
Okay.
And, going to the schools and helping with, you know, just meeting with the kids for lunch, those
right.
type of things. That's part of their duty in that unit.
And then Havasu is a part of Gidim and Magnet?
We don't have anybody in Gidim.
Okay.
We haven't in a few years, but we utilize them still if we learn of some potential gang activity
right.
Especially dealing with the motorcycle gangs. On occasion, we've reached out to them for their expertise and helping. Our street crimes unit typically works on those type of details.
Okay.
But Magnet, yes, we're a part of Magnet, and that's a great partnership. As well, just for overall just resources, you know, each of our cities, our areas, you know, they have their units and they work on drug cases,
right?
But sometimes those cases expand across, you know, city
sure.
limits, right, and county lines, and so having additional resources in place, and you know, search warrants especially, sometimes we need some additional resources.
Exactly.
Maybe you know, Bullhead needs, you know, can come down and help us, or Kingman, or the county, and so it's great having those resources and seeing what trends are hitting different areas as well, and of course, I think there's no secret, fentanyl is the big one,
right?
You know, that's been going on the last few years.
And you're seeing that in Havasu, too?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah, I have to shout out to our special investigation unit. Yesterday they did a great search warrant bust, a half pound of methamphetamine, actually. They were
Ooh.
Able to seize out of that. So they did a great job. And I think most people, I would hope, know that some of these investigations take months to put together before you
right.
come to a good conclusion. And this was one of those that took months of investigation to get to that point.
But and in your office, are you often seeing going cha-ching, you know, when they make that big bust, and when they, I mean, that's a success for your agency. And,
it is.
And
it's just getting some poison off the street that would have,
right.
you know, gotten into somebody's hands and potentially ruined somebody's life, right? And so, yeah, anything we can remove, you know, from the street, we're very proud of.
And how many arrests were a part of that?
I think there was two on that one.
Okay.
And, you know, another, you know, a sad component of that is, you know, kids are in the house.
Yeah.
You know.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
You think you can traffic drugs with kids in your home.
Yeah.
And then those kids end up in foster care eventually, or maybe with a family member in a different state that they don't even know. It snowballs.
It does snowball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy. What's the number one crime you're seeing in Lake Havasu City right now?
You know, we kind of run in spurts on different things. It seems like consistently domestic violence calls are usually at the top. You know, believe it or not, you know, animal-related calls. Mm-hmm. Our animal control unit is fairly busy a lot. Frauds, it seems like it's an ongoing thing. And then, you know, on occasion, maybe about 2 months ago, we had a rash of theft from vehicles. We had the car shoppers, you know, going around and checking for unlocked doors and stealing items out of vehicles. And so we had a rash of that, and we were able to catch a group that was involved in that. So that tends to be a yearly thing. We end up getting a group that gets involved in those type of crimes, stealing a few vehicles. And so one of my messages that I always, especially with my neighborhood watch groups, you know, I'm a big proponent of, you know, the police can't do this alone. We need everybody's help, right?
Right.
And so that's a big component of what Neighborhood Watch is we need citizens' help. And so being actively involved and, you know, the community is the police are the community. We're all on the same team here.
See something, say something.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so we need those eyes and ears out there to help us catch the bad guys, right?
And for both of you, when you talk about the community, you live in the community.
Exactly.
And I mentioned this with both Treves and Cooper. Don't you think that it's an advantage to living in Mojave County and wearing a badge, because you're going to go to your kid's soccer game, or you're going to go to your wife's going to send you to Walmart, and you're going to bump into somebody and they go, "Oh, you're the chief. Oh, I know you. You're Troy." You know, or maybe you're on your way home and she says, "Stop and pick this up." So now you're wearing your gun and your badge, and someone's going to go, "Oh, you work here? Yeah, I'm the chief." You know,
That is absolutely a huge component of being in, you know, we still call ourselves a small community.
Right.
We're not that small anymore, but you still really are, because you are going to run into people that you potentially, you know, especially our officers, they may have arrested a family member.
Right.
A lot of our officers have kids themselves, so they are involved in sporting activities or coaching, and so they are going to, and I was in that role at one time when my kids
right.
were young. I was coaching kids that I knew exactly who their parents were. And, but it came down to ultimately, that's why you treat people with respect as human beings. People make mistakes in their life, but, you know, hopefully they learn from that and move on, right? So that's why you always want to, you still want to have a respect level there. And so that's a huge component to what we do, especially in our rural communities.
Right. And I think, like I said, I think it's an advantage from being in, say, Tucson or Mesa or Phoenix, where, yeah, the officers still coach, but probably not in the community that they patrol.
Potentially,
you know? And here in Mojave County, you're probably going to always be in the area you patrol, and you're going to, and people are going to know. You probably have officers on patrol that can stop and watch their kid's game and have the radio with them if they're going to go on a call. But they see a uniformed officer standing there watching a soccer game or watching a high school basketball game, and that just that expands you into the community automatically.
Yeah, no, I like to see that type of stuff.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'll bet. What keeps you awake at night when you sit back at the end of the evening in your alone time and you think, oh, "Where's my agency going? What could happen to my patrol staff?"
Yeah, that's a tough one. You always worry about their safety. That's always a key thing. You know, in our profession, anything can happen at any given moment, right? You just never know what's around the corner. I worry about our officers getting hurt. And, you know, it seems like we're running into a rash of, we're seeing more of people wanting to resist arrest. And, I don't know. It just seems like those type of calls are increasing. We have, I think, 3 currently that are on light duty status because of fights that they were involved in on patrol. And
make them dispatchers. but you're 100% right. We're seeing it across the country.
Yeah, and it's like almost like a. I don't know if it. You can say it's just a lack of respect for the uniform. The authority, I don't know. It's just, it seems like you're seeing it more and more, and I'm sure there's studies behind that stuff, you know, because we see so much of it portrayed in the media nowadays, the news. Everything seems to be so negative all the time, and those are the things that, you know, if it bleeds, it reads, right? You know, those type of things.
Yep.
And unfortunately, that becomes indoctrinated into our society, and I don't know if that's the reasoning behind it, but we are seeing that level of violence increasing, and that does worry me because, you know, we've investigated, you know, just recently an Oscar Ball shooting that happened in Kingman. It's like those are the things that you just don't want to happen in your area, but it's bound to happen at some point.
Right. The wage surveys, everybody wants to make more, and everybody wants to make as much as the next door neighbor doing the same job. Are they a tool or something you hate doing?
No, it's a part of it. It's what it needs to happen, right? You know, obviously we compete with each other in our own county.
Right.
And that's tough, you know, so I like to see the wage in our profession be at a level where you can make a good living, but also consider that this career isn't typically, you know, a 20-year career is a good career,
right?
But the longevity after retirement historically is not good for us,
right?
You know, so, you know, having solid wages and a good retirement system is a huge benefit, and so we have to maintain those levels. I think, you know, we're constantly looking at, and it's great to have great support from our council, our city staff, from our HR department that are willing to do the studies and keep us competitive in the market. Yeah, our areas aren't going to be able to compete with the Valley area, Valley agency. It's not realistic. And so, you know, I'm not a huge fan of throwing huge bonuses at the hiring process. You know, But in transparency, we have thrown some money at that. Mm-hmm. But the main purpose is because our cost of living is so high, to get people into our community, you need to help them.
Right.
And so that we've really went at as that strategy, you know, get some moving relocation funds and then some bonuses that are scattered throughout your first year of employment to help you offset those costs of moving here.
Yeah, because when you think about it, if you were to hire somebody that maybe wore a badge in California and just got tired of the call.
Yep.
They never had a time to sit in a patrol car and watch or look or
be proactive.
Yes, yeah. And so they thought, maybe I want to move out to Havasu and be a police officer. Yep. Boy, you don't want them living in a 2-bit motel.
Yeah,
right.
That's tough. I've talked to officers and family members of officers that live in California, and their wages are extremely high out there.
Right,
and so they would be taking a huge pay cut to move to our community, and so a lot of them aren't willing to do that.
Right,
you know.
But they also, like you said, can be proactive and not necessarily have 78 calls in 8 hours.
Well, it comes down to, what do you want to be a part of? Do you want to be a part of a community like we had already talked about,
right?
Or you just want to be a number? And
exactly.
So I think you need to find what fits for you. And we've seen that. We've had officers move from our agency to other agencies within our area. That's okay. You need to find what fits for you. If the profession is what you want to be in, and we need good people in the profession, then you need to find that right environment for you.
Right. Let's take a break. 8 minutes to the top of the hour. We're going to be right back.
Amazing care happens in Western Arizona Regional Medical Center's Fast ER. We keep hearts beating, keep lungs breathing, stop strokes, and we are always ready to care for a multitude of serious injuries and illnesses. If it's a heart attack, remember that Fast Care can stop heart damage and let healing begin. Act quickly to seek care and know that we're ready in a heartbeat. For more information, visit WesternArizonaER.com.
Whether it's your home or your business, it's time to elevate your online experience with 100% fiber internet from TWN Communications and Mojave Electric Cooperative. We provide fast, reliable service for household and enterprise solutions for companies. Visit TWN.com/Mojave. That's TWNCOMM.com/Mojave. Or call 888-227-2095 to sign up today. Services provided by TWN Communications. Certain restrictions apply.
Interest rates. The fight continues. Hello, Chad Hansen here, founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. It's no secret that interest rates have been savage lately, but rest assured that Mojave Mortgage is here to help you combat the high interest rates of the retail lenders with wholesale pricing and best-in-class customer service. Visit us at MojaveMortgages.com, where we invite you to be savage, not average.
Hi, my name's Cohen Savage, and I approve this message.
Mojave Mortgage, NMLS 1830581, Equal Housing Lender, Arizona License 1001852.
Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery delivers with Butcher Block, breakfast hearty man's combo or steak quesadilla, or country fried steak and eggs, for lunch or dinner. First breakfast is served from open to close. Ask about pigs in a blanket, or how about steak and peppers, skillet, veggies, and mushrooms. With over 100 favorite Coke choices, it's yummy Butcher Block breakfast, lunch, and dinner, only at Perkins Family Restaurant Bakery, Bullhead City.
Every weekend could be Honeydew Weekend with the help of Tom and Leslie from the KNTR Talk, the Money Pit Radio Show. You will discover all kinds of hints, tricks of the trade, even expert advice when it comes to your home, garden, yard, patio, and everything else your honey has to do. Be listening to the Money Pit every Sunday at 10 a.m. on KNTR Talk, Voice of the Free. The Money Pit is sponsored in part by Quality Marble and Granite, Bullhead City, where quality is set in stone.
Hey folks, do you want to know the best deal on the planet? We're having a free car and bike show at the Speedway 95 Sarah Park. Free parking on the outside, free gawking on the inside, and to beat it all, free food at the track. The 16th annual Crossroads Car and Bike Show, all sponsored by your friends at Calvary Baptist Church. And did I mention it's all free? Saturday, April 6, 2024. Registration is 7 a.m. The show is between 9 and 1 p.m. All vehicle entries must be year 1999 or older. See you there.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Kinpro Real Estate Tower in Bullhead City, brought to you by Barron Services, professional team If you need a security fire alarm system, they'll come out and do it all. You want one you want to have to monitor? They can do that. You want one you watch from your phone? They can do that. Put a screen up anywhere in your house, you can watch it. Yeah, piece of cake. Your business or your home. Professionals in Pest Solutions. They text you and tell you where they're on their way. It's great, let me tell you. What a service. And you get no creepy crawlers around your house. No bugs. And safe for your kids and your pets. That's what you want. Call Barron's. Quality, experience, and family. 928-758-5499. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery. Oh, excuse me. Pro-Fit. Pro-Fit Kitchen. The healthy restaurant in the Riverview Mall. And now in Kingman. That's right. Fresh, healthy food. Four different salads. 12 wraps. 10 healthy burgers. I never knew that was possible. Four delicious bowls. Smoothies. Protein shakes. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's a great spot. Go there for lunch today. Pro-Fit Kitchen. You can see the whole menu at ProFitKitchen.com. But you got to spell it right. KITCHIN.com. TWN Communications. Elevate your online experience with 100% fiber internet from TWN. We have it here in the studio. We won't go down. We don't fade. Yeah. In Bullhead City and Fort Mojave, and they're coming to Golden Shores right now. Sign up. All you do is go to the website. Just say, I'm interested. TWNcom.com/Mojave. There's currently over 23,000 connections out there. All right, we got about 3 minutes left here with our team from the Lake Havasu City Police Department. Chief, why do you think we don't see a lot of the major news crimes locally?
That's a good question.
That's why I brought it.
Yeah. I hope that it's because we are... It's not just the police being involved, you know, talking about that whole community engagement piece and the relationship building aspect. I feel like that's been my job, is to build those relationships within our community. And I know that's the same for the chiefs and the sheriff, is building those relationships so people, number one, are comfortable with reporting things to us, so we catch things on the early side of it, right? But there's a second side of that, too, is that we're not afraid to enforce the law. You know, so, you know, knock on wood, we still have, you know, legislation that's in our favor, even though we're so close to the country of California, right, that, you know, we're not falling down that rabbit hole of where we're not supported in doing our job. And so we do have that support, and that's what's needed. Right. And so... I think that's probably a big part of it.
Okay. If people wanted to call you, if they were listening and thought of a question later, how do they get in touch with you?
Yeah, you can always call the police department at 928-855-1171, and you can ask for me.
Okay, very good.
Yeah.
All right, thank you so much for coming up.
Thank you for
enjoy your
me.
Lunch today with Chief Treves.
I will, thank you, yes.
I will say, and he'll probably say it to you too, he said the same thing yesterday.
Yeah.
About the... country of California.
Yeah.
All right, folks. Speak Out from Lake Havasu City is up next after the news, and then Sound Advice with Brian Springberg. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.